Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of January, and I'm recording at 8:26 p.m. 8:26 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, let's have a look at what happened here today. It was a quiet day generally, and that's because it's Martin Luther King holiday in the United States. However, Asia had some lively moves. Now, the Japanese markets, I'll start with that. It's interesting. The Nikkei was down almost 0.6%. But the TSE 2, that's the second section index, which I often mention as a lead indicator, I mean, that's risen on 13 out of the last 14 days. So that's really quite a decisive upside breakout, and it suggests to me that the Nikkei and the TOPIX indices will not be left too far behind here. Meanwhile, the Japanese yen is at 104.19 against the US dollar. So, you know, another push above 105, and it may not even require that, but I think that would certainly lead to additional buying in Japan, which remains one of our favorite stock markets, as it was for all of last year. China remains a conundrum here overall. Parts of China are doing exceptionally well, not least in the healthcare section. And it's just been going up despite the Shanghai Composite Index moving downwards. It's a great performer overall. But the Hang Seng Index is, well, steady-ish near the upper side of a broad trading range over the last few years. It's currently just below the 23,000 level. Dipped below the 23,000 level here today, actually, and it needs to break above the 25,000 level to clearly show a breakout to the upside. And that's something that we have actually seen from Vietnam. Vietnam's gone up 10%, not a break above 25,000, but we've seen a upside breakout from a long trading range. And Vietnam's up about 10% this year, and that's another favorite market of ours for the both the short and the intermediate term. Well, in the short term is a little bit overbought, but I expect a consolidation and then higher levels here overall. One of the more interesting ones in the Asian region is India. Just about everybody's terrified of India, but it remains very, very steady here right now. I think you know the main story. It's got a good central banker, and he's succeeded in curbing the weakness of the Indian rupee, now, which remains below 62. I think it's at 61.6 rupees to the US dollar, and they want to keep it between the 60 and the 62 and the 60 level, and are succeeding here so far. And then there's this year's very, very important election, which has to occur before the end of May, and the outcome of that could be dramatic, transformative, in terms of India. But the big question is, will Narendra Modi get an overall majority? That's tough. That's unlikely, but he may be able to form a worthwhile coalition. We'll see. But India remains really quite steady, with the Sensex index at 21,200. And it's just below its all-time highs, which was hit, I believe, earlier this month. But it's right up in the region of its previous important highs. And I'd like to see it stay above 20,000. and it's certainly got a little bit of breathing space here right now. And it looks to me as if an upside breakout is a matter of time. And again, I go back to the comparisons with Vietnam and some of these other indices that have had these very, very long sideways trading ranges and then suddenly break to the upside. Why are they mainly breaking to the upside? Well, some of them have very accommodative monetary policies, and that is obviously helping a great deal. And also because global interest rates, for the most part, remain low. I mean, India is an exception in that, as are some of the other emerging economies. But there's overall there's a surplus of liquidity sloshing around in the system, and we have quantitative easing still coming on strongly from the USA, although there will be a little bit of tapering, a 10 billion tapering of that later this month. And well, I think it's this week, isn't it? But again, Wall Street steady, bit overextended, so I don't like it so much in the short term relative to the other markets that I've been mentioning, and I also like Europe more in the short term, although that's a little overbought here in the short term as well. What about long-dated government bonds? Well, I don't think we have to worry in terms of these crucial bond futures, not least in the USA. We've got that 10-year treasury at 2.82, I believe. So that's not putting pressure on the upside here at the moment. I think this is a lengthy medium-term consolidation before rates eventually go higher, but they're not doing it now, and I'm sure that the Fed wants to keep reins on those long-term rates as much as possible, at least over the lengthy medium term. So again, the big tailwind here, and it's such an important one, remains this generally accommodative monetary policy overall. What about currencies? So we're mostly ranging here, and that's looks like that's going to going to continue. The fears of recent years, you know all about them, a collapse of the euro, a collapse of sterling. Well, that's not happened. Sterling got in its devaluation early on. And the euro here against the US dollar, 135, 1.3566, I should say. It's quietly steady overall. Precious metals, though, I'll go on to those. I think of those in the, not as actual currencies, but certainly stores of value. They're steady. Gold at 254 and change. Silver at $20.31. Each day that passes with these precious metals holding above the lows that we saw last year, the reaction lows that we saw last year, each day that they stay above those levels, I think just marginally increases the chances that they've already bottomed and will range somewhat higher over time. Agricultural commodities, well, most of the commodities are closed in here today, and so is the CCI index. And just going to remind myself of what that's actually doing. Well, it's at 511.6, so a little bit above that important 500 support, which has really persisted since July of 2013. And if it can move a little bit above the 215, two, I beg your pardon, 515, 516 level, that will increase the likelihood that it's in an overall a gradual support building phase. I think that is what we're seeing, a gradual support building phase in here, but I'm not looking for any explosive moves here just yet. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.